They were quite concerned because they saw an ulcer on the left eye that had formed once that bug left its mark. And they thought, boy, that's serious. That's why your eye is in such pain. It probably feels like cut glass is in your eye. And you're photosensitive, meaning you're light sensitive to it. And this is why it hurts. And so let's, subscribe some steroids and some drops and see what happens. And within 48 hours, it spread to the right eye. And it was multiple ulcers. I was not wearing eye makeup. I did not have contact lenses. And of course, at this time, my hands rather, were being washed repeatedly. And it still spread this infection that we did not know about until the cultures came back from the lab.
And just describe a little bit, if you can, about what it was like at that point in terms of how it felt and how you felt in yourself.
I was pretty teary, not just because of the infection that was in the eye, but it really hurt. It is the most excruciating pain that I've ever had, and I'm not a baby when it comes to pain. I've survived many car accidents and heart issues, and it was the kind of pain that you couldn't do anything with except close your eyes, sit in a dark room, and get some rest because it was burning. It was constantly burning, and when your eyes were open, it felt like somebody was scraping them with glass.
So when you got to this point where the infection had spread and you were in this much pain, what did they do at the QA?
They saw me twice a week in the emergency eye department, four different consultants. On probably the sixth or seventh visit, they realized that the ulcers were multiplying quite a bit in that other eye. And they ran, literally ran down the hall to get the chief of cornea surgery, who is Mr. Rakesh Jaiswal at QA.
When they said they were getting sort of the head honcho, as it were, of cornea surgery to come and see you, what did you think? What went through your mind?
I thought I would lose my sight. I felt like I was going, I could not see. Of course, I could not drive at this time. I'm an instructor and a life coach and a counselor, and I read and I write all the time, and I've just written a new book. I was extremely worried about all of those things. I had to stop working. I couldn't drive. And my new book, who was at the publishers at that time in America, the galleys for that book were coming in, and I couldn't read those galleys at that moment in time.
It must have been terrifying, just thinking that this could be it. It might not come back. The sight might not come back.
That's right. It had gone on for so long, and they were doing everything they could. I can't tell you how many different kinds of steroids and drops I had. Several, they did everything they can do. And when they saw those ulcers multiplying in now the right eye, they then went and got the head of cornea surgery at QA. And Mr. Jaiswal said, stop everything. We're going to do new cocktails, basically, for each eye, because they realized I had staph infection. Now, I know you can die from staph infection. They told me I had three different strains in both eyes.
So obviously they gave you these cocktails of drugs, and eventually they did start to work. But I mean, I guess it must have been, it's been a lengthy process. It's still kind of ongoing.
Yes, it is. I'm not signed off yet, and the site's been saved. There is scar tissue. I have one more appointment, and I have to go see a specialist about whether I can wear contacts again, because it was the fact that the bug bit me and left its mark while lenses were in, and those lenses got infected. That's what made it so bad for me. So the question is now, has the scar tissue gone down enough that I can wear lenses again?
I mean, obviously, I know you've got a very different perspective on things now, but before, would you have ever thought that something like this could come from merely getting something in your eye?
Never, never. And I believe so many people, when you're on a holiday, you don't take things very seriously. And if I had waited more than I had, I might not be able to see you right now, Liz. And the fact that I came home right away the next day and was in to see my GP on that second day home, it made all the difference in the world.